6:30 here in New York, and just about 2 minutes ago was the moment of the vernal equinox. Yes, spring here in the Northern Hemisphere, which, if you're Iranian, means you're 2 minutes into celebrating the Persian New Year. And here with more is WNYC's resident half-Persian, Shamita Basu.
Good morning, Richard.
Shamita, good morning, and happy Nowruz.
Thanks, Richard. Happy spring and happy Nowruz.
So what do people do to celebrate Nowruz?
Well, Nowruz is a very family-oriented holiday. It doesn't really have a strong religious element to it, so we exchange gifts. I'm wearing a new shirt today because you're supposed to wear new clothes.
Very nice.
There's
lovely.
Thank you. There's this traditional meal of this incredible herby rice with fish, and it's a major holiday in Iran. Schools, everything is shut down for several weeks.
So I'm guessing this is also maybe a popular time of year for Iranians who live here in America to travel back to Iran?
Yes, definitely. This is our big holiday. So with President Trump's travel bans, the latest of which has been temporarily halted by a federal judge, it's created not only a lot of confusion, but a lot of tension around traveling. So I called up a few Iranian travel agencies here in New York, and everyone I spoke to said, yes, travel to Iran is down this Nowruz, because whether they're American citizens or green card holders, Iranians here are worried about what will happen when they try to return to the States. And one person I spoke to, his name is Arshia Kia. He's vice president of Unique Travel here in New York. And he says they arrange for around 10,000 people to travel to and from Iran every year, mostly for family purposes rather than tourism. He said a lot of people canceled their Nowruz trips.
People are confused. They don't know what to do. And mostly they call us and ask for lawyers. As far as Iranians, we also have a lot of calls. They say, you know, I mean, how can we get a visa? I mean, what if we get a visa and they don't let us in?
Arshia also said numbers-wise, each passenger would have spent somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000 in travel-related services. So it's hurting his industry. And big airlines that cater to travel in the Middle East have pulled a lot of their ad money for Nowruz this year.
So a lot of people are staying put this Nowruz, and you're spending it here with us.
Yes, I am. And Richard, you know what? There's a superstition in Iran. They say what you're doing at the moment of New Year's is a foreshadowing of what you'll be doing all year. So I'm happy to be spending it here with you.
Oh, well, same. And I understand you brought some music.
I did. Yeah,
perfect.
This is some Nowruz music. So, Eid Shemam Mubarak for all who celebrate.